8. Shaheen Holloway, hired as the head coach at nearby Seton Hall. M1 ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our high nearing 52. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 27. Warming up throughout Friday, more sunshine with a high nearing 64. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night with a low around 35. Staying sunny on Saturday with a high of 64. Clear skies Saturday night with a low of 39. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas won't enforce a federal mandate that nursing home workers get vaccinated against COVID-19. She acknowledged Wednesday that the mandate conflicts with the state law that she signed 4 months ago. Kelly's move won't allow nursing home employees to avoid the vaccination mandate. The federal government informed the state last week that it will charge Kansas nearly $350,000 for the year to have federal teams survey nursing homes for compliance. Meanwhile, Republican legislators want to limit the restriction officials can impose during future outbreaks. The National Weather Service in Topeka confirms a small tornado touched down Tuesday night in Jefferson County. The tornado was on the ground for about 10 minutes from 7:56 p.m. to 8:06 p.m. It followed a 9.5-mile path starting about 4 miles north-northeast of Ozaukee, lifting 1 mile south-southeast of Nortonville. It was about 10 yards wide, rated an EF1. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A 39-year-old man suffered critical injuries in a shooting at the Regency Inn on West Kellogg early this morning. Officers responded to the shooting around 2 a.m. this morning and found the victim, who had a gunshot wound to the chest. Wichita police were in the area and were on the scene within minutes, according to Lieutenant Andrew Doe, and caught the suspect, who had fled on foot. The suspect was taken into custody. Doe said the two people involved were a security officer and a person who was trespassing. Washburn University President Jerry Farley said he does not support the message an anti-transgender speaker is scheduled to deliver at the university today. The speaker, Michael Knowles, will give a speech titled Banning Transgenderism Today, hosted by the school's College Republicans group. Farley said in an email to the campus that he supports free speech rights, but Washburn does not condone Knowles' beliefs. A demonstration in support of Washburn's LGBTQ community is planned before Knowles' speech. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An Iowa man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for fatally shooting a pregnant woman at a Bellevue home last year. The Omaha World Herald reports the 25-year-old named Nicholas Holliday of Council Bluffs, Iowa, was sentenced Tuesday in Sarpy County District Court after he pleaded no contest to manslaughter and second-degree assault of an unborn child. Police investigators have said Holliday was showing a gun to people in the home on May 30th and was handing it to 21-year-old Madison Dennis of Omaha when it discharged. Nebraska is sending 550 pieces of law enforcement armor to help Ukrainian soldiers who are defending their homeland against a Russian invasion. Governor Pete Ricketts said the Nebraska State Patrol gathered out-of-warranty armor from law enforcement agencies around the state and combined them with a similar shipment out of Iowa. Nebraska law enforcement agencies contributed 321 body armor vests, 69 helmets, and other protective equipment. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a petition request from Eastside residents requesting dust control on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads and consideration of the next five-year road plan. The roads have deteriorated considerably and carry a significant amount of traffic. The matter has come up numerous times under several city council administrations since many of the properties were annexed into the city of Marysville decades ago. Following a lengthy discussion, it was a consensus that the street committee meet with the township, asking the options. Various controls with dust control and maintenance were expressed, and Councilmember Jeff Keating, after reviewing past efforts and five-year plans, asked what the intent of the city was. Recent upgrades along a portion of 11th Road are also seen as an option for 12th Road intersection with US 36 that would update heavily traveled sections adjacent to business entrances at the north end of that road. Complications with joint road maintenance between the city, county, and townships, as well as adjacent farm ground and larger acreage properties that are not likely candidates for annexations, complicate the issues. Approval was given for closure and use of the city park for the Mother's Day Market May 7th and 8th, and multiple street closures downtown for the Big Blue Barbecue June 3rd and 4th were approved. A draft policy for public use of the meeting room at the new fire station was reviewed with a $50 proposed rental rate and $50 refundable cleaning deposit that was approved. Limitations for various uses were also discussed. Recent camera inspection of storm and sanitary sewer lines revealed a collapse on Carolina between 6th and 7th Streets. Consensus was to contract a private firm for repair. Several other issues were also outlined as lesser priorities. Street Committee was tasked with selecting a design for replacement of trash can receptacles downtown. Council discussed the workload for the city inspector and again revisited conversation regarding a code enforcement position. Mayoral appointments were approved, including John McNish, a city prosecutor, through 2022, and tree board members through 2024, including Deborah Bell, Sharon Kramer, and Rick Cudney. The annual spring cleanup week in Marysville will be the week of April 18th. City crews will canvass the city and pick up yard waste set out by curbside by 8 a.m. through sections of town the week of April 18th. Marysville Brush Dump Site is now open 9 a.m. until dark 7 days a week and is monitored by remote camera. The dump site is open for yard waste and brush and limbs. USD 380 per million Frankfurt Centralia Schools have named Dean Dollinghouse interim superintendent. He'll fulfill the rest of a year for Matt Rogers, who passed away recently after suffering cancer. Dollinghouse will continue to serve as principal at Frankfurt and will return to that post after summer when Joel Bickford of Botno, North Dakota, will come in as superintendent. A representative with Pawnee Mental Health was a recent guest on our public affairs program and noted an uptick in those requesting services these past 2 years as the COVID pandemic unfolded.
Yes, it has definitely affected mental health. I will say personally, just working out of Pawnee, we've seen an increase of clients seeking services and an increase of clients and people we're serving. And also, an increase in trainings we've done around the community just to inform community members of mental health and recognizing mental health and trauma.
Rose M. Feldkamp, age 93, of Seneca, formerly of Axtell, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Rose Feldkamp. Marilyn M. Hassler, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Hassler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today runs a casserole, a muffin, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. Friday's lunch menu, tuna patties, cornbread, diced potatoes, green bean casserole, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Join the Spring Fling in Frankfurt Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the Spring Open House at the Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and C-Matter Sign Company. Merchants will be offering great spring savings. Each participating business has some hoppin' good deals. The Spring Fling is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5 each day at Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and the C-Matter Sign Company in Frankfurt.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies clearing up across the region today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler and winds will be breezy out of the north between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Conditions will stay dry and sunny throughout Friday before another chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night and into Saturday morning. Conditions will stay fairly sunny throughout the weekend with a slight chance for some spotty rain showers. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 40s throughout Missouri. Staying clear and cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 62. Record high on this date, 92. The average low, 37, and the record low, 13 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:49. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13. Cloudy, overcast remains, 30 degrees, just a skiff of light snow overnight. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 31st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A sudden shakeup in Tampa. Morning there, you. Chuck Sievertson reporting on sports. Bruce Arians stepping down as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and stepping into a senior football consultant role with the team. Defensive coordinator Todd Bowles will be his successor.
This is a ready-made roster prepared to win a Super Bowl now. Tom Brady, OC Byron Leftwich can handle the offense. And so Arians knows this team is in a good place.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Arians went 31-18 in three seasons, winning Super Bowl 55. The Phoenix Suns are 46-0 when leading after the third quarter, and Wednesday night was no different, hanging on to beat the Warriors 107-103. Elsewhere, Mavs clinched a playoff berth, beating the Cavs 120-112. Heat also clinch, beating Boston 106-98. Despite losing to Costa Rica 2-0, U.S. men's soccer team qualified for the World Cup for the first time since 2014. Following St. Peter's historic run in the NCAA tournament, becoming the first ever 15 seed to make the Elite Eight, head coach Shaheen Holloway is leaving for his alma mater, Seton Hall. Holloway played four seasons with the Pirates, also serving as an assistant coach before taking over the Peacocks. C.J. McCollum made his return to Portland for the first time since being shipped out to New Orleans in February, receiving a standing ovation.
Rebound Jonas, there's a stop. Now, can you run the break? Ingram, Chesett deflected to McCollum, right wing three. Buried it!
On KLRZ, 117-107, the final. On the ice, the Rangers needed overtime in Detroit, and Andrew Kopp only needed a minute and a half to seal it.
Miller on the ice, Kopp, Panarin, far circle, Panarin, he's got Kopp, gets it to Kopp, shoots, and scores! Andrew Kopp in overtime, and the Rangers win 5-4.
On WEPN, Rangers escape the Motor City with their fourth straight win. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code ITSRAININGBUCKETS.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm state lawmakers yesterday introduced the China Trade Cheating Restitution Act. Senate Democrat John Tester joining Republican Bill Cassidy, Chuck Grassley, and John Thune to introduce the bill they say would level the playing field for U.S. farmers. The bill would ensure that the agricultural sectors most affected by China's evasion on anti-dumping duties receive an estimated $38.5 million in accrued delinquency interest on duties wrongfully withheld by Customs and Border Patrol from 2000 to 2014. For nearly two decades, Chinese producers have exported honey, fresh garlic, crawfish, and mushrooms to the U.S. at a price below the cost of production to purposely increase their market share, a practice called dumping. The U.S. placed anti-dumping duties on Chinese producers in 2001 to protect domestic producers and condemn China's unfair actions. The bill would require the CPB to distribute an estimated $38.5 million in accrued delinquency interest on the anti-dumping duties that the CBP collected and wrongfully withheld. The Environmental Protection Agency has approved the use of Enlist One and Enlist Duo in 134 additional counties. Enlist One and Enlist Duo is approved in all counties now in Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, and South Dakota, and six counties in Texas. A coalition of farm and commodity groups welcomed that action. In January, EPA issued a new seven-year registration on the over-the-top use of herbicide Enlist and Enlist Duo in herbicide-tolerant corn, cotton, and soybeans. While the new registrations were welcome and work for many growers across the country, producers in 217 counties were impacted by those county-level bans. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network meeting. Who's your good Thursday morning to you? Market's opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday was back to normal, I guess if you want to call it a quote-unquote new normal here in the markets. We saw grains a little bit higher, livestock a little bit lower on the day. We'll see what happens when markets open up here in just a little bit. Things did slow down a little bit by the end of trading, but still positive nonetheless for most of the grains as May corn wrapped up 11 and three quarters higher yesterday, sitting at 7.38 even a bushel. July corn was also up 11 and a half cents, sitting at 7.20 even. Over on the wheat market, mostly higher there as May KC wheat wrapped up 20 cents in the green, sitting at 10.44 and a half. July was up by 20 and a half cents at 10.44 and three quarters. Over in the bean market, mostly higher numbers here. May soybean dropped up 21 cents positive at 16.64 even a bushel. The meal for May was up $7.10 at 4.73.10, and the soybean oil for May wrapped up 56 cents higher, sitting at 72.22. Cotton market saw a nice little bump right towards the end of the day, with May cotton finishing $3.03 higher at 139.84. July cotton up by $2.95 at 136.20. Over in the oats market, mostly higher numbers there as May oats are up 11 cents at 7.30 even. July oats are up 13.5 cents at 6.87 and a half. Livestock market mostly lower on the board there yesterday. We saw some green pop up in some of the later futures, but overall mostly down as April live cattle finished up 72 cents lower at 147.17. June live cattle was down by 47 cents at 138 even. In the feeder cattle, March was down 72 cents yesterday to 155 at 97. April feeder cattle were also down 67 cents at 163 and 67. Lean hogs, for the most part, they were lower. We saw some green in the later futures, but April lean hogs were down $1.52, sitting at 104.52. We'll see what's in store for a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen, join Kaiser Angus Thursday afternoon, April 7th at 1 for the 22nd annual production sale at the ranch near Park. Selling will be 90 18-month-old bulls and 15 spring yearling bulls. Sire groups include Surefire, Fireball, Tahoe, Growth Fund, West Point, Ashland, Hometown, and E&B Plus One. Kaiser Angus is selling 60 calving ease bulls, 48 bulls in the top 10% of the Angus breed for weaning weight EPD, 47 bulls in the top 10% for marbling EPD, 62 bulls are in the top 20% for ribeye or EPD. All Kaiser Angus bulls have genomic enhanced EPDs. 16 elite open heifers will also sell. Request a catalog or view the catalog and videos online at KaiserAngus.com. For more information, call Daryl at 785-673-3357. If you're unable to attend on sale day, you can bid online at DVAuction.com. Kaiser Angus, their 22nd annual production sale, Thursday, April 7th at 1 at the ranch near Park, Kansas.
As the year's first quarter ends, we take another look at the lions and lambs of March. More about the misunderstood folklore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actress Rhea Perlman shares a birthday with Christopher Walken, and in Paris, the Eiffel Tower opened on this day in 1889. The famous March weather proverb, in like a lion, out like a lamb, is put to the test today. And while March may indeed be a bit more turbulent at the beginning of the month, the origin of the phrase may have nothing to do with weather at all. Stargazers say the lion is a reference to the constellation Leo that was rising in the east early in the month, while the lamb is the constellation Aries, or ram, which is now setting in the west. The coming and going of these constellations gave us the phrase, in like a lion, out like a lamb. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
Out on a cloudy overcast, and we start the day 32 degrees with highs warming into the middle 50s today, 60s over the weekend on tap. We did see a light skiff of snow overnight locally.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The accolades continue to roll in for KU guard Ochai Agbaje. Agbaje was named an All-American Wednesday and listed among the five finalists for the Wooden Award. Agbaje would be the first Jayhawk to win the award since Frank Mason in 2017. Mason and Danny Manning are the only Jayhawks to earn the nod. Agbaje is also a finalist for the Naismith Award and was unanimously named Big 12 Player of the Year. The Wichita Eagle reports that Luke Kosuke and Carlton Lingard are both entering the transfer portal. The pair join Miguel Selton, who entered the portal last week, as the third Wildcat to look for a transfer since the hiring of new coach Jerome Tang. And yesterday in college baseball, Kansas scored 11 runs from the fifth inning through the seventh inning, turning a 3-1 game into a 14-2 victory over visiting Wichita State on Wednesday afternoon at Hoagland Ballpark. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. That be singing, it's me, baby. Would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Everybody thinks that they know us. They
say we're bound for a fall.
Everybody thinks they can show us like some charm on a wall.